In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Walmart, which reports earnings on Tuesday, is expanding its move into healthcare. It recently opened a second freestanding health clinic in Georgia next to one of its supercenters, so customers can see a doctor there for routine visits, urgent care, x-rays, labs, counseling, dental, and eye exams. That is a lot of healthcare. Marketplace's Mariel Segura has more.
Here's the problem that Walmart and other retailers like CVS and Walgreens see as an opportunity.
Healthcare is expensive, it's difficult to access, and that doesn't seem to be getting solved very rapidly within the healthcare industry.
Joel Rampolt is a managing director at Alex Partners.
So I think a lot of folks in retail are saying, hey, you know, we have stores close to where people are, we have a proven ability to deliver goods and services in a highly efficient manner, and this sounds like something that we'd be good at.
Walmart is promising transparent and low pricing at these new clinics, whether or not customers have insurance. There is a challenge here for any retailer. Timothy Campbell is director of retail insights at Kantar.
Do you really want to go to a retail store to do, you know, your healthcare, which you know, you're not necessarily looking for a bargain buy. You want, you know, your quality and your life is your most important thing.
But he says it seems like Walmart designed the new clinics with that in mind. They have separate entrances, and they look like doctor's offices, not Walmart supercenters. I'm Mariel Segura for Marketplace.